Hello.
Hello, my name is Shani. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that was requested today from customer service. May I please get your zip code to locate an account?
98258. I don't have an account that I know of.
May I have your name, please?
Lynn Ford.
Okay, I have located an account here for you. Could you confirm your address, please?
12208 84th Street Northeast, Lake Stevens, Washington.
Thank you. And I have located an account here. It looks like you completed a sweepstakes offer on yesterday to purchase the Dyson vacuum. When you made the shipping cost, there were some terms and conditions which made the agreement that you would be enrolling into Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app.
No, I don't want it. That was not made clear to me when I was doing the Dyson thing. And I've already reported it to my bank, and they're going to put it in as a spam thing if I don't get my money back. I don't need anything like that, and I had no idea that was going to happen when I put my information in there.
Okay, well, I apologize about the misunderstanding. It is a beneficial app, though. Ms. Ford, we can reduce the monthly cost down to $20 each month
No,
for you to
I don't
stay.
want it, period. I'm 77 years old. I do not want this. I can't afford this.
Okay, well, I did go ahead and get the account canceled for you. This does stop all future charges, and I can provide you with a cancellation number if you would like to write it down.
What about the charge that's on my bank right now?
Well, the charge was billed on yesterday. That's a valid charge.
Well, it's not because I didn't know what was going. It didn't make it clear what was happening when I did this Dyson thing. And then this is how you guys rip off elderly people.
Oh, I'm
So
sorry about that.
I'm reporting it to my bank, and they're going to do something about it.
Okay.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I do have your cancellation number if you'd like to write it down.
Yes.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
920-615-194.
Okay. And I want my money back. If I don't hear something by Monday, they're going to turn you in for this.
Okay, well, again, I apologize about the misunderstanding. If you'd like, I can speak with my supervisor to see what they can do for you regarding your charge.
All right, you have my phone number.
Okay, if you'll just hang on the line, ma'am, please. Okay, and I appreciate your patience. I was able to issue a refund for you, $59.89. It does take 3 to 5 business days to receive that back to your account.
Okay, and I'm going to let Home Depot know what happened too, because it was a Home Depot site that this went on.
We're not with Home Depot, ma'am.
Well,
There were some
that's
terms
what
and
I
conditions.
that's
Would
it
you
was
explain
Home
it?
Depot that came on my internet, and it was Home Depot who answered all these questions, asked all these questions, and so I'm going to let them know what's going on.
Okay. Well, thank you
All
for
right.
calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you.